Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would like to thank all the delegates for their interesting comments and their valuable contributions. And again, I very much appreciate the opportunity to speak at this forum. And I'm glad, as someone who worked on verification, disarmament verification for some time, and someone who leads this work at UNIDIR, I'm very happy to see that there is universal support for the work on nuclear disarmament verification. Following the discussion, let me just make a couple of points that I hope you could find useful. First of all, the issue of abstract, as someone mentioned, versus specific verification measures and procedures, I think there is an agreement, and it was reflected in the first GGE report, that yes, the verification arrangements are linked to a specific agreement in the treaty, and a number of delegations made this point as well. This is, of course, correct. However, there is a link here that needs to be appreciated. There is an example from the 50s, so it's an old story, but during the in the late 50s, the United States and the Soviet Union attempted to reach an agreement that would ban tests of nuclear weapons. And there was a very specific dialogue, and there was a very specific window of opportunity. And in the end, scientific experts from both sides worked on the issues on the issue, and in the end, they concluded that at that time it was very difficult, if not possible, to design a verification arrangement that would support the comprehensive test ban. And although the experts agreed that the limited test ban, the ban on atmospheric tests, could be supported and verified, so had the at that time the United States and the Soviet Union had the tools to verify the comprehensive ban on nuclear tests, I think we would have seen a slightly, or maybe dramatically different scenario of the following years. So I think again, it is just to underscore that this is important to explore what kind of tools and capabilities are available. In the end, the decision will always be political, but the politicians need to have a way of knowing what can or cannot be done. Another example, much more recent, is the idea of a freeze on the total number of nuclear weapons, which was briefly discussed by the United States and Russia last year. And in fact, what's interesting, if you look at it, the two sides almost reached a consensus and agreement that this is something that they are ready to commit. It didn't work out largely because of this uncertainty about verification issues, and the two sides had different ideas of what this verification of that agreement would entail. And whether it would be necessary. And again, had we had a good understanding of what kind of verification measures could support that kind of a freeze, I think again, the outcome of that discussion between the United States and Russia could have been different. So again, one way or another, it just, as I said, this is one of those areas where you can actually work on this. And I think this is actually, it's still a very interesting opportunity to have this discussion, because this is a very specific obligation, even though it's not in a treaty. a freeze on the total number of nuclear weapons, and it should be possible to start a dialogue or discussions on the level of scientific or political experts. What would that entail? How, if there is a commitment to not to increase the number of nuclear weapons, how that could be verified? And I think there is a good window of, again window of opportunity here. Which brings me to the final point, or almost final point, is on the group of scientific experts, as some delegates mentioned favorably. I think that's been discussed in various quarters. And again, the CTBT, the Comprehensive Test Ban, provides a very good example that there was a group of scientific experts at work to develop all these verification procedures. With the nuclear disarmament verification, we should understand that things are a little bit different. They may be a bit more complicated because the CTBT dealt with seismology, and it's established science. It's not particularly controversial. With the nuclear disarmament verification, there is no disarmament verification science. I mean, there are various, as someone mentioned, it's a multidisciplinary field. So I think the danger here, which I hope the community could avoid, is to work to bring experts on, say, radioactive detection technologies, and that's sort of, that would unnecessarily limit the scope of the work. So it would be great, and I'm sure actually that the GGE would be, the upcoming GGE would be a very good forum for considering this question, sort of, if there is a group of scientific experts, what kind of expertise that group should have. I think the broader scope would only benefit the field. And the final point, I would like to thank Ambassador Gabrielse for mentioning the UNIDIR project. And this is an example of things that, in my view, something like a group of scientific experts could look into. This is the project that we implement with support of the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Norway, is looking at the absence of nuclear weapons. So the idea is to ask the question, can we verify that there are no absence at the, no weapons at a certain facility? And again, this is an approach, this is a technique, this is a tool, and that would be for the political process to see whether this tool could be applied in the real world. And on that, again, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I hope you found these points interesting. Thank you.